Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters RPG actual play podcast.
So, Ed solve a mystery of the nighttime prowler in the basement. Who was it messing with the logs, trying to do something with the... something? Who was it? You'll have to go back to listen. Or I could tell you now. It was Francis. She was being possessed by a demon phone.
I didn't mean to.
Did you?
No.
Okay. Anyway, and then Lady Ed made me do leg day twice in a row, and then I may have skipped out the next day to go bring donuts to Marge and Kathy. Not sure why that's important, but the Ghostmaster had me do it. So it's probably important, I guess. Is that metagaming? What is metagaming? Does anyone really know? Oh, and then we get a call about some Masons. I think it's like Bricker's family or something, but they're like in Miskatonic or Masonic. Something about bricks? I don't know. I'm getting coffee, so hopefully I'll find that soon and maybe I can get this figured out. But bright side is you'll find out very soon because the new episode starts now. But if you missed the last one, you should probably go listen to that. But you know, you do what you want. Live your life. It's your life to live, not mine. But it'd be cool if you went back and listened, or listened now. So, yeah, be cool.
Did they
Jose
give any...
Jose wastes no time in putting a pack on. That's the easiest way to carry him. Yeah. And then he just starts giggling.
Jose would probably be more useful with a pack on.
Do you have a suit that fits?
Not real, Jose.
hey, Jose, did your suit come in yet?
Wait, is he going on a mission?
Well, not yet.
Oh, okay.
They no one's going on a mission because you have the car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Wait.
It took the goddamn car again.
Well, my last name.
Oh.
It's three letters. They spelled it wrong.
All right. Well, let's get everything upstairs and wait for
honk,
Ed.
Honk,
honk. How nice of him.
Guys.
Did you finally check your message?
Joy. No, I saw it. I didn't really feel rushed.
You got coffee first before coming back.
Just for you, or did you get coffee for everybody?
There's a cup waiting for everybody. It's exactly the way they like it. And there's a little cup of milk for the fifth.
That seems acceptable, then.
Yeah. Honk. He's also somehow in his jumpsuit already.
Yep, the fifth somehow shows up in his jumpsuit.
Yep.
I'm not surprised.
And he goes to pick up a pack and he lifts and then he goes and gets a trap and carries the trap upstairs.
Wait, he's finally jacked enough to carry a trap?
Well, in his mouth.
Sweet. All right, so he can carry traps now. That's great. I'm glad training's working out for him too.
He barks and drops it, picks it back up, and keeps going.
There we go.
Yeah.
Like telling you guys to hurry up is what he was doing.
So, yeah, we gather gear.
Honk.
And
yeah.
Honk.
Sweet. He holds the horn so long that it fizzles out.
I'm just listening to him. I wonder when we installed a train horn.
All right. Load up.
Load up.
Punch in the coordinates and...
Boop, boop, boop. Hey, get out of the driver's seat.
No, I'm good.
There is no way. Get out.
I'm strapped in already. Unless you want to unbuckle me.
Mason.
Since Mason sits in the passenger seat, he just goes, boop.
Thank you, Mason. I grab the strap.
All right, fine. Kind of like ducks down because the sword's somehow on his back too and like
that
comes out.
That seems really irresponsible, Ed.
Always gotta be ready.
You shouldn't drive like that.
Why?
There's a blade on your back.
Oh. It's better than like...
There's a ton of room in the back of this car.
Yeah, but the lady Ed says I need to carry it constantly.
Okay. I mean, she's like dead though. You get that, right? Like maybe she forgets your squishy? Yeah.
No, she keeps hitting me.
Are you driving during this?
Something didn't work out for her.
Yeah.
She got dead.
I get the car. We're driving.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, we're driving.
Yeah, siren.
Yeah, no, this is Roadshader.
It's hard for you to do that. By the way.
It's hard for you to do that and role play at the same time.
Really difficult. Ew. I'll make it work somehow.
We just need to record you doing that and just play in the background.
Figured she was just switching between people's faces.
Ooh.
Just people should drive and pass.
Ooh.
It works.
Sold.
So where are we going?
We're going to the George Washington Masonic Memorial. Is that a
National Memorial?
I forgot the word national.
National
Memorial.
The GWMM.
Close.
Eminem.
I've never heard of it. But what's oh, George Washington. Invent electricity.
Yes, nailed it.
Yep.
Yep. Good job, Ed.
Yeah.
Memorial, cemetery, what's Masonic? Oh! Like Bob.
Like what?
Bricker.
Bricker?
Yeah.
He's talking about me.
Is it named after
you? Mason. Oh, yeah.
So your family's buried?
No.
Were you related to George Washington?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I feel like you'd know. I feel like that's something you'd know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Literally done like all the DNA tests.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's okay if you want to, you know, fuck with Ed, but I feel like that is something you'd know.
So what's the sitch?
We got a job.
That's it? No information?
Did you get any information from Jose?
There was not a lot.
No, we just got to get over there, and I'm sure we'll get filled in when we get there.
I feel like we should start asking questions on these phone calls.
Nah.
Yeah, it kind of ruins the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
The Masonic symbol?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
looks
the same.
Like the star symbol we have.
Yeah.
Kind of. Wee-oo. Are they part of the religion?
The Freemasons?
I don't know. Good.
Are the Freemasons part of the creepy religion?
That's... Drop your phone louder.
Bong.
Bong.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah.
Way to go, Brad.
That's just mean.
All right. So as you pull up to the place, it's this large, sprawling, very lush green property. Lots of trees on it. And in the center of the property, there's a very large Masonic symbol in like shrubberies and stuff.
What's it look like?
She just had it up on her phone.
I did.
They really like stars, huh?
It's a good-sized building, and there is a tower in the center. The tower's fashioned after the ancient lighthouse of Alexandria in Egypt.
Hey,
that's the only description you're getting, so soak it in.
What's the star? Like, is that, like, important?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys bothered sharing the star thing with anybody. That's, you know, you two.
Oh, the symbol that we saw?
It. Yeah.
Oh, that was out of character. We showed it. But they were there with the symbols on the roads and stuff. They would have seen them.
I'm just saying.
Oh, guys!
Yeah.
Guys, that looks like the symbol.
What symbol? See, lots of symbols. That? Like, no, we passed a ton of symbols on the way here, like stop and yield. I'm
glad you caught those.
Can I show them the symbol?
And ice cream.
Here, look at my phone.
You're asking, physically you can?
Oh, wait, I don't have my new phone yet.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Did I? Oh, we went to go get my new phone. I don't think I would have gotten it that quick.
Did you?
Is it still Wednesday?
Yep.
We went out for the jog.
Yep.
Yeah, you went for your job.
And then I wouldn't have gotten it
and
yet.
Ed took the car.
Mason, show him the symbol.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here you go. I'll put it up on my phone. This thing.
I saw that today.
Wait, what?
You saw this today or the one on the Mason's?
What's the difference?
This looks different.
You saw this one, the one that I'm showing you on my phone right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where did you see it?
Where?
At the Wales office.
The Wales office?
Yeah, Marge had it on a pin.
Oh.
I brought, it's Wednesday. I bring donuts there on Wednesdays.
Oh, Dolphin. I have a dolphin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I was waiting for you to get that.
I was like, how come he's calling Margie a whale?
I wouldn't call, what?
Well, you said
the
whale.
Don't put words in my mouth, Francis.
Oh,
Francis.
Well, Francis. When we're done here, guilty. Maybe we can go, we'll talk to Marge. We'll go talk to Marge.
Okay. Well, she probably had a sugar crash right about now.
Yeah,
she's in a coma. So she's going to be taking a nap during lunch break.
Diabetes.
So she'll be taking her actual lunch around 3. So if we can get there around then, she should be free.
I have no idea how diabetes works, but she's probably on her 3rd insulin shot. Yeah. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
That was a pump now.
Not everybody gets a pump.
Yeah. Pump it up.
It's 2024.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They probably cured it by then.
There we go. You know, by 2024, cure diabetes.
They have, like, the pump on the shoes,
cancer,
and it still shoots them up with insulin.
Common
cold. She's that big. She probably can't reach your
spontaneous
shoes.
Combustion.
Extra large size.
It's about time they cured that.
Accidental pregnancy because of the dickdepot.com
the
is
Dick
now
Depot.
Canon.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. No more accidental
pregnancies. Accidental pregnancy.
The end of accidental pregnancies thanks to the dickdepot.com.
Don't worry about that 0.1%.
that little bit. You don't worry about that.
Don't worry about
that.
Don't
worry about it. Don't even look at
don't
it.
Don't look at that.
It's no, there's no
statistically insignificant.
No.
Oh.
There's no New York City cops.
When in doubt, pull it out.
If anything, they'd be Virginia cops because you guys are in Virginia.
Ah, they sound different.
How would they sound?
Hey guys. We're Virginia cops.
No.
Are you talking to me?
You talking to me?
You talking to me? We're from Virginia.
We're from Virginia.
Virginia.
And don't you forget it.
Don't you forget it.
Aren't we the place of lovers and shit?
I sure hope so.
We are.
Hey,
yeah.
Do you guys have any relatives on the D.C. police force?
Oh,
why
yeah.
Why are you asking?
Yeah.
Why you gotta know
whole
who you
fam,
know?
Whole family's related. We're all blue bloods.
The blue bloods.
Yeah, you know like that thing with the Magnum P.I. guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, blue bloods.
Yeah, blue
bloods. Blue bloods.
We're like
we're watching
Pokemon
that.
And shit.
Yeah.
Is that anything like
we're watching
mudblood?
That every Thursday at 9. Yeah, or I don't know.
I got
know.
A sister in every city.
Oh yeah. I got a brother
Pokemon.
On every
get
corner.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's who's there waiting for you guys. When you show up.
Awesome.
Yep. Oh, you guys again. You guys again.
You guys are on loan. It's like a joint venture. Yeah. It's like a joint venture.
Ah. Oh. Have you guys paid your fines yet? The 2 fines?
It's been a week.
Oh, fuck me.
What's so funny? You find
you think he's
crime
hilarious.
Fighting funny?
You think he's
you think
hilarious.
Crime fighting's funny? This is some serious business.
We getting real deep shit. We could die.
We could die. Because you guys are dangerous.
Yeah.
That's why we find you. Twice. Because one, twos, threes, fours, and a dog.
What are you guys doing here?
With a dog.
The dog barks.
Bark. I like you.
Yeah,
the you're good. Good. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Real stand-up
what
dog.
What about the
I
rest
tell.
Of yous?
Ed can deal with the cops then.
Ed can't deal with the cops. He's not talking to himself.
I think nice. Maisie. No. Ed was voted to be the voice of
yeah,
the Ghostbusters.
Okay, great. Don, you take over. Hello, officers. Nice. How may I help you?
That was a little
you?
Cross cannon right there.
What are you guys doing here?
We were here for a call.
Who called you?
I just follow the orders. Don't you follow orders?
Do we you all, guys...
Oh. We all follow orders, don't we?
Of course I follow orders.
So would pause. You blame me for Tyler. Following orders? Tyler Head calls.
They in. Could just be security.
Head of security.
Yeah, there you go.
A Tyler Head called us in. Those are our orders.
Tyler, Mr. Head.
Mr.
To
Head.
You.
Excuse me.
How are you so familiar with Tyler Head?
Well, he called us. He's asking us for a favor.
All right, hold on.
For
I
work.
Gotta call this in.
You take your time. You take your time,
you back
officer.
Up, sir.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyler?
You gotta say over.
Over.
Go for Tyler. Over.
I got some bozos out here saying they know you or that you called them or some shit. Over.
Bozos, huh? Over.
Yeah. Who are you guys?
Ghostbusters. And let's point to the name on the side of the car.
I would letters. Actually be surprised if you didn't hear the siren.
They say the Ghostbusters.
Oh, the Ghostbusters.
Over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn it. The Ghostbusters. Yeah, I called them.
Oh, shit. All right, you're making me look like a real asshole, Tyler.
Oh, no, just that's okay. Just tell them I told you to give everybody who tries to come in a hard time.
They can fucking
over.
Over.
Forgive and forget. We heard nothing.
Yeah, you damn right heard nothing.
No, nothing.
I'm watching you.
Got it.
All right.
Being watched.
Go do some. Go do your job. You guys got to go up that lane.
Yeah.
What's
make it real complicated. I don't care.
Go up that lane. Take a left. Around the building.
Around the building.
Go up some stairs.
Up some stairs.
Come back around the building. Go back through those front fucking. What do you front look? It's doors. A fucking building. Go in the building.
I'll go right in the building.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
I'm sure.
Now close the window on the booth. There you go. Yeah.
Can you believe thems?
Gosh, that guy was really irritated. That guy.
Are you Frankie now? That was confusing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys. The person had some real anger management issues.
I know. Like that. Whoever that was is obviously deranged.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the same cops that gave us the tickets.
How the hell is that possible?
I don't know.
It's some weird coincidence. It's like we're being haunted.
I let's go. There, he's staring at us. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's go.
You're driving, Frankie.
It's like some asshole's in charge of your life or something.
Oh, yeah, the vroom.
Vroom, vroom.
Go around the building.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, you have to.
No, he was facetious.
Then he just said go right into the building.
Yeah, drive right in the building.
Right into the building.
Go park the damn car.
I'm parking the car. I parked the car. All
right.
Now get your shit and get your gases in the goddamn in the building. This isn't a Dan Brown novel. Just
where are the cards?
Cards. Cards, cards, cards.
Sword and shield, an item each, or are they a combined item?
I think we decided the sword and shield would be a combined item.
Okay. Ooh, fancy.
Cool. So I'm going to take the sword and shield,
there you go.
Ghost vision.
I think that's the right bomb.
And
I think it precludes you from a pack, though.
So, John.
Yeah, I don't take a pack.
Yeah, he can't take a pack.
You technically,
I don't want a pack anyway.
Goggles have ecto goggles and a PK.
Oh, cool.
Ghost vision.
That's what that did?
And
that's cool.
It gives a... Basically, what I figured Mason did was he took the ecto goggles, put the sensors on the packs,
mm-hmm.
powered them through the packs, and made a heads-up display on some tactical goggles.
Cool.
So that basically it'll give you, you know, PKE direction, and you'll be able to see through the ecto goggle, like, filters. So
it's Google Glass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Essentially is what I figured it would do.
Nice.
But with the ecto goggles and the PKE reduction.
Patent pending.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to...
Yep.
Ed is taking... his sword ed, time. Shield ed, which we have determined are our one item. Ghost vision and the talking box.
I know you guys haven't used a radio in a long time.
What's ghost vision? Oh, the goggles. Okay,
that's like bothering you.
It's working.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna use a real name for any of these things. Never. I'm
fucking
once.
Shocked.
Yeah, and I think we should all just adopt Lightning Gun, because that's just so much more fun to say than Proton Pack. Plus, it bothers Matt.
I assume that by the end of this, every piece of gear that you've just considered your gear is just going to have an Ed name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Ed Vision.
Yep, there you go.
The Ed Box and the other Ed Box. Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to make it confusing.
Or Store Ed. Store Ed.
Store Ed.
Yep.
So Mason took the walkie-talkie, a proton pack, which has the modification for the new goggles. And
do you have enough of those for everyone?
Not yet.
Not yet.
So I could take regular goggles. But...
Yeah. You only
I would kind of recommend regular goggles.
I think at this point I've been shot at and not being able to see things enough that I want goggles.
Pew, pew,
that's
pew.
That's why I made that a priority.
Smart.
Well, thanks. I get all the rest of the gear.
I took a PKE mirror and actor goggles to kind of remind me.
Oh,
that
to
I
remind
have
you,
both.
They have both. I see.
Yeah. And then of course, took my sign pack and a trap.
Also, just to be clear, you only need to make 3 modifications to any sort of packs because Ed.
True.
Probably. Yeah. He probably shouldn't be allowed to touch them anyway.
Yeah.
But also, at this point, he doesn't want to.
yucky.
Yeah, I'll figure out how to get Ed the same goggles that we have.
Do they work any different?
They're powered through the pack right now.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
So
he doesn't need the PK. Like, he wouldn't even understand what they do, really. It's up to you.
True.
Okay.
Guys, this thing's freaking out. What's it mean again?
Yeah.
Shit, it's going all across my screen here.
Got a little DC cop there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it would allow you to see invisible ghosts.
DC cop.
Little DC
cop. PKE?
They're wicked.
No, the goggles.
Yeah, like, the goggles are the important thing, because he didn't use a PKE right. meter before anyway.
Yeah. So. But you've used the goggles several times.
Yeah, I use the goggles pretty regularly.
I would also like to warn you that I could not find any pictures of the inside of this place, so...
It is what it is?
Yep.
Failure. Okay.
Yep. A very quick Google search came up with nothing, and I said, F this.
F this?
EFF.
You know, they usually have interior pictures on Google Maps now.
They so, do. I forgot that. About that. Yeah, you can, like, look at the diner.
Yep.
I looked this place up just to see where it was in general to the hotel, but I didn't click on anything. They did that with the hotel, too, and while there were pictures inside, it was really confusing. Like, when we showed up at the hotel, it was definitely different than I was expecting.
Hmm.
All right.
So, yeah, we grab our equipment.
Yep.
I got a proton pack, a trap, and goggles.
Someone's coming out to meet you as you guys are gearing up.
Hey, are you Mr. Head?
Yes, Tyler. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Ed. Ed the Fourth.
He goes to shake your hand and then swerves right over.
Yeah, that's okay.
Shake.
Yeah,
that's
fine. And then turns back.
I shake it.
And everybody else.
Yes.
So what seems to be the problem here today?
Okay, so I came in for my shift, which started an hour ago.
Okay. So right about when you called us, I believe, right?
Yes, I called you guys very quickly. It was, we should have somebody at the front desk. We're closed for renovations at the moment. You can still come to the property and look around, but you can't go in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was nobody in the building.
Mm-hmm.
There should have been someone at the front desk. Mm-hmm. There's several people at work here.
Hmm.
It's just empty. And, well, there's a thing. Just come look.
I was going to say, why is he calling us for somebody just not
And he starts
to
leading
work?
You in, yeah. Or right. leading off in that direction towards okay. the building.
Come on, boy. Let's go.
In we go.
Mark! He's going in this time for once?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He says the trouble's inside, so he might as well come inside.
Mark!
Wait, are women allowed in your secret club?
You're going to be snippy, huh?
I mean...
It's 2024. Do you think the Masons have let women in yet?
No.
Me either. But it's also a monument, so...
Yeah, so you have to.
So he looks back and he rolls his eyes. Yes, you can come into the monument. I give you special permission. That attitude was your husband.
Yeah,
not the character. Just want to make that clear.
There's a difference.
He's pleasant. I'm an ass.
Noted.
Yes, we know.
I remember Ed making that same, or Kevin making that same clarification
yeah,
like, a couple episodes ago.
Ed's an asshole. Kevin's not.
Yeah. Yeah, so he leads you in.
All right.
So as you guys enter the building, there's this big... U-shaped desk.
Oh.
What color is it?
Brown. It's kind of brown, like some of it. Like the front part is just gray, but the top.
That is a fine desk.
It's very nice looking. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Mm. And as you guys pass it, you can see some security monitors lit up underneath. And a couple of them are fuzzed out, but the other one's showing like the property and stuff. And there's a telephone there, and who cares?
Do we see any other people in the monitors?
No.
Okay.
And he leads you a little further in, and you step into a very large... There's a set of glass doors behind him. And you step into a very large open chamber. There's some columns. There's a George Washington statue at the end, and there's wall sconces between the columns.
Hmm.
It's as good as you get. That's all I remember from what I just saw in the picture.
Okay.
Is anybody wearing the goggles?
Me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Roll them.
What do you roll for goggles?
Brains.
Oh, that's not good.
I was curious with the new system. what it was too.
I don't know.
Oh, would a cult lore help me?
Is it different in the system?
Probably not. I just didn't know.
I'll look because
I think it was brains in the other one. So
my brains rule is really bad. So I'm just gonna look.
16, no ghost eye.
13, no ghost eye.
I'm not fishing for ghosts. I just want to see who can figure it out.
It takes some fiddling with the lenses and a brains roll. Yep.
There you go.
All right, so Ed's going to suck at this real
17,
hard.
No ghost.
Nice. It's a 4. So I was like, what? 15, 16, 17?
4.
I had a 4. It fits.
I had 13. Yeah. I had 13.
13, okay.
Ed the 4th got a 4.
Weird.
All right, so John and Mason notice first. Frankie's not too far behind. You all can decide if you stop Ed before he gets there. But taking up the majority of the center of the room is a sad pit.
Oh, no, I definitely grab him. Grab him, grab him.
Yeah, grab him.
Grab Rick. Him. Ed, stop.
Yeah, I would grab him.
What's up?
You just grab the back of his shirt and pull.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the 5th.
Yeah.
He probably smelled.
Oh, the 5th knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 5th is running, is just walking around it.
Yeah. He's doing a lap. And yeah, you can tell he's like trotting around the circle.
Smart. Is there something here?
Eternal sadness.
If you're one of those sad things.
You remember those sad things? This is
it's bigger. Huge.
Yeah, right. Now that you have had it pointed out to you, you can distinctly see the weird off color difference between the floor.
Happy floor and sad floor.
And then you can see the column of the kind of sepia, like the lack of color in the middle. Mm.
Sir, is this what you noticed?
Yes. And I realized what I said earlier, but I'm going to kind of fix that. In the center, you see somebody just kind of sitting there.
So it's not empty. He saw this.
Yes. We're just going to recanon that because I kind of forgot about it.
What do they look like?
Sad.
Anything else besides
security
that?
Guard. Like, he's got a security guard's uniform on.
Do you know who that is?
He's holding his gun. Oh. And he just looks sad.
Sir.
He goes, yes, this is why I called. He goes, do you see this? And he points, like, down to the edge of it. Like, you guys are surprised he noticed it. Well,
I'm kind of.
He goes, do you guys see this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he won't come out.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good.
Stop. Sir, what's your name?
Sir?
Just go away.
No. What's your name?
Nobody cares.
If I didn't care, why would I be asking your name?
He kind of leans over. He's like, his name is Bill. But like quietly to you, so you know. But
sir, what's your name? Come on, sir.
How far away?
It's Bill.
Like, how far away? That's a good name.
He is, I'd say at the most, the circle. I mean, the circle's pretty big. So we'll say 30 feet. He's about 15, give or take.
Oh, okay.
Probably about 10. He's not quite in the center.
Is he close enough I could try and boing flip him out of here?
You could. Yeah. As long as you always, forever call it boing flip him out of there. I love that. That always makes me laugh every time. Whenever I hear it when I'm editing. I boing flipped him.
Yeah.
Be careful because you mess up. He might shoot us or himself.
Why was the odds he'll roll a ghost die?
1 in 6.
Well, yeah.
There's brownie points.
You could
so.
Spend some brownie points. That won't help with your ghost die problem, though.
Yeah, I'm glad other people already told you what you should do on a ghost die.
Before you do it,
jazz hands.
Well, it's a first. Distance roll. So I said 15 feet, I think. Yeah. 10 feet was close range.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Sounds right.
I think so.
I can look.
Well, because this, we're trying to decide on what you have to beat. So was that a 15?
Like a 10.
I thought. Five was.
Five is like. And then 10.
Okay, so you got to beat a 10. So that doesn't seem too bad.
No.
I'm only pausing it because this is the first time with the new rules. Right. And I don't know where my book went to, but I don't have it right in front of me.
It's right here.
Yay. Thanks, Dawn.
Welcome.
Welcome.
That was Mandon.
Mandon.
21. No ghost day.
All right. Well, I'm not going to look it up then. But Kevin will.
Yeah, I'll keep looking.
All right. Yep. So what were you aiming for? You'll hit it. But what were you aiming for?
Well, since he does have a gun drawn, I would probably aim for like his arm, shoulder area for the arm that has that, that's holding the gun.
Okay.
And then tether it back behind us and have it pull out.
All right. Huh. Did Ben find it, but
yep.
Kevin didn't?
What? Page 11.
Cool. I knew it was early in the book. I just didn't remember where. All right. So it hits him and he like doesn't really react much. And then he just comes sliding first really fast, and then it slows down very quickly. And he kind of bumps into the glass doors as he comes to a stop. And he looks really sad, but you can kind of see the instant where he crosses the threshold.
Right. He's not.
And technically, since he rolled 10 more than it is in... Exceptional.
I forgot about that. Mm. So as he bumps into the glass door, his gun skitters away.
Oh.
He drops his gun and skitters away.
Well, that's good news.
That seems like an exceptional. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Well, that went well.
If you had rolled, what, 10 more?
10 more would be like a
super duper success. Ridiculous.
No, yeah. Then it's a you did so well that something bad happened.
Sorry. Exceptional success and then ridiculous success.
Ridiculous. Yeah, ridiculous success.
Yeah. So it's it would have skittered away and fired.
Yep. It's to keep you guys from dumping all your brownie points into one roll like to succeed that. No matter what. It's a neat little mechanic. I actually like that.
Yeah. I like that. But I'm glad it just skittered away.
He's out. Is the sad spot still there?
Well, yes.
Sad spot.
He was not the cause of the sad spot. All
right.
All right. He's not a warlock.
Yeah.
Or is he?
Oh, snap!
Francis, I want to try something. Can you can I borrow you?
Can you what?
I want to try something. Can I borrow you?
What does that mean, Ed?
Does anyone have rope?
Oh.
Maybe in the car?
He wants you to get sad.
He wants
we're not putting anyone else into the zone.
Why not?
No.
What are you trying to achieve?
I want to see if I make the sword shiny, if I can go in there.
Why don't we just tie you up with a rope?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Oh.
That way you can pull me out.
You want me to pull you out?
Yeah, because I don't trust the others. They'll slime me.
But if we need to slime you. You get that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I mean, if someone pulled out before, it could have saved us a whole bunch of mess. Just saying.
All right, so get the rope tied around me. And I'm going to try channeling.
Oh, yeah.
I think I did it.
I think I, oh, yeah.
21. I'm assuming that's also good enough to channel.
Yeah.
All right. Sword's all shiny.
We'll figure out a target
yeah.
at a later point. It depends on how many dice you're rolling. How many are you rolling for?
Five.
I mean, that's certainly going to do it.
That's like, yeah, it's a cool roll, so. All right, so rope tied around me. I got sword all shiny, channeling, and I'm going to walk into the sad pit. Like holding the sword out in front of me, like, doo-doo.
Does it look awesome with our goggles on?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it getting sad?
Sparkly.
The sword is not getting sad, if that helps.
Am I sad?
Is Doofus getting sad?
So even without the goggles on, remind everybody what your sword looks like when you have it powered up.
I remember, because it was like a light.
Except it was
green. Yes, it was green, and when it's all powered up, so it kind of like shimmers with like green electricity.
Yeah.
And it has its cross guard has little like spikes at the end, so it could catch something as well.
Okay. With the goggles on, it literally looks like green fire. Or do you want green lightning?
Lightning, because that's it depends. If in human eyes, Ed's going to think it's lightning because that's how he thinks it works. But in the supernatural world, whatever you want is fine.
All right. So it'll just be, it just glows incredibly bright with the goggles on. Maybe it's just hard to look at.
Yeah, I'm not looking directly at that.
Yeah. It's like probably looks a lot like the proton streams in with the goggles on. It's just a really bright, pure light. So as the sword cuts into the sad zone, like the light dims, not all the way, but it does dim. And as you step inside, you can feel your charge of the sword start to disappear. But and you can start to feel like the sad creeping into you, but it's not like you've been in one of these before.
Yeah,
it's not the same. You can tell if you stay in here for any real length of time, it's gonna hit you. But you seem to have a couple of seconds at least of.
Right now, it's just a lump in your throat.
Right, yep. Before it hits you, like you know it's there, but it's not affecting you yet.
Clench my butt cheeks together, and I'm just gonna step right back out.
All right, you can feel it's just gone. Like it never got the chance to set in.
Whew, that was weird.
You came out okay. I didn't even have to pull you.
I know, it was great. Definitely can't stay in there, but I could walk out. Yeah.
The smaller ones from like the train station, you probably would have been able to walk right through.
Cool.
Nice. Maybe not like multiple in a row, but at least one.
All right, I'm going to sheathe the sword. It's so cool wearing a sword. Yeah. Anyway, I got to undo the rope, throw it over my shoulder. All right. So is this the only weird thing? Just get rid of this pit?
Well, Tyler? That was the only thing I really saw. And poor, you know, he's down. He's kneeling down trying to help.
You said they're doing renovations?
Yeah.
Can we see where they're doing the renovations?
Sure.
Oh, that's a great idea.
He radios to the booth with your two favorite people. And he asks if one of them will come in to watch Bill and call for an ambulance.
Oh, yes. I'll come check on Bill. I like Bill. You know, he's a
cool guy.
Cool guy. I was wondering where he was because, you know,
He
left a sandwich here, and he usually loves the sandwiches. And I'll be honest, I ate his bologna. It was going to go bad. Apparently, so
bad.
Well, if it's out here in the heat, yeah, but you know,
it's crossing the street.
Go help Bill. I'm
going to help Bill. You get the ambulance here.
Yeah, I'm calling him.
Yeah. Make sure there's no more hooligans, though.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
They'll just go forever.
Yeah, they really would.
We crossed streams there. Chuck came to eat the bologna sandwich.
Yep.
I'm coming. And
All right, so.
He's an Italian grandmother now. He's like, I'm a coming. I got to your meatballs.
As soon as we're going to have to name him, we're going to have to name your cops.
What? No.
You're going to have to name the cops.
Joe.
Do you want to grab it off the list?
Joe Keystone Cop.
No, do you guys want to name it after one of the...
Do we want to blow through it?
One of the twits?
Might as well.
Oh, yeah.
These guys will show up more and more. Because... It makes me laugh.
In that case, let's see. Are we going with both cops or dudes?
Only if they have good names.
I figured a dude and a lady.
Yeah. A dude and a lady?
Yeah. I know I called myself a guy earlier.
But,
Yeah, but women can refer to themselves as guys
and
still
be women.
I like to be
considered a, what's that new thing? Gender fluid.
Wow.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Are you judging me?
Yeah.
Are you judging her?
Yeah.
Are you judging her?
Yeah.
Well, okay. You know what? You're the ghost master. I can't even talk on your level, I'm going to let this one slide.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Officer H.D. Hobson.
What? Officer Hobson. Yeah.
There you go.
H.D.?
H.D. Hobson.
High definition H-O-P. Hobson.
Is someone writing that down? Because Kevin's not going to remember that. Hobson.
H-O-P-S-O-N?
Yeah.
H-O-P-S-O-N.
Thank you.
H.D. Hobson goes hopping around all the capital area.
Do your friends call you high def?
High def Hobson. Yeah, high def Hobson.
Hopper. Pamela,
yeah, you know what? We watch Zootopia every Sunday.
Not a great cop name. What's the dude's name?
Last name is Bennett.
Bennett. Oh, that's good. I hate my first name. Call me Bennett.
Okay, Bennett. So, Officer Bennett. Officer Hobson.
Officer.
Yes, insult their names. That's a great idea.
I'm so sorry, the real H.D. Hobson. I'm just,
I take on this role and I just can't help myself. I just gotta be sassy to everybody, sassy. Except for my good old Officer Bennett.
I believe H.G. Hobson is one in the same. The son of the Twitter.
Oh geez, man, I feel so guilty. I'm sorry, my namesake. You're a good one. You're a good one.
I missed something. What the hell? Brianna Bennett.
Anyway, I grab Bill. I take him outside.
And all right,
I'm just eyeing these bozos. I'm watching news. Well, I'm not watching news when I take Bill out, but I'm watching news while I take Bill out, and when I'm coming to get him. Yeah, I'm watching news.
See why character voices are so important?
Yeah, I understand, but I still can't come up with a good one for Ed. I gotta stop it.
I just can't do it.
Looky no touchy.
Yeah, I'm just not good at this. Okay.
That was really good. That was a long time.
Officer Hobson walks out with Bill, and Kevin's back. Oh, God.
Who am I?
It's just gonna start.
Who am I?
It's gonna start creeping into your normal life.
Oh my god!
Be prepared for that.
All right, so he brings you around the sad pit. There's a door on the side. When you go in there, they have some scaffolding and stuff up. They've kind of they're taking up the floor. They're going to be re-pouring sections of the floor. That's what he says.
All right, in that case... Oh, okay.
He's not giving you a full tour. He's
all right, well, can we... Is it okay if we go in?
Yeah, just... I'm gonna stay
Here. You,
yeah,
no,
cool.
Awesome. Stay right there. We'll... Okay, yeah, we'll... yeah, forgot the game.
Yep, no, it's going to happen.
All right, so, yeah, we're just going to... We're going to look around... And if we find anything, we'll let you know. I just figure...
We'll take care of it. Don't worry.
He thumbs up. He's like, I'm going to go out and wait with...
Yeah, just try to remind Bill you know, what's good.
I'll elevate his legs.
No, he just... He's going to feel really depressed.
Can we just
make him happy.
Actually, we've encountered these twice now, right? These sad pits.
This is the second time, yes.
Could we just, like... I can't do something stupid Ed would do.
Are you really asking that?
That's true. All right, Ed just like reaches into like his like pouch or his pocket and he pulls out a jar of green slime and he says, a tube of green slime, and he gives it to him. Just like take this and just rub it into his complexion and he'll start feeling better.
Yep.
Yeah, I swear. Yeah. It's like magic.
He like uncorks it and sniffs it. Whoa.
It doesn't smell good, but look, just rub a little bit on your hand and you're going to start feeling better yourself. Yeah, let's try it. Yeah. Feels kind of nice, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. But you're feeling like good.
It's on the back of his neck because he can't smell that at least. He kind of walks away. He's like, okay. They're Ghostbusters, I guess.
Don't worry.
And he starts to whistle. Yep. And yeah, I guess it is working.
Yeah. We're going to sell that in the gift shop. Could be called Happy Cream. Yeah.
All right. Sold.
Yeah, I have a few more.
Can't
just
wait
some tests.
We get FDA approval on that.
I'll
just label it not approved.
Not approved.
That's okay.
But it's fair.
And they don't have licensure to you know do supernatural stuff. And oh, you know what? We can contact Ethel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He takes the tube and he dips a pinky in. And he kind of.
No, don't consume it.
And you just hear. Oh!
He definitely doesn't feel happy now.
Yeah. He's like brushing his tongue. And then he realizes he's got slime on that hand. It's just made it worse.
Yeah, that went down quick.
Well, good luck with that. Puking's normal.
Oh, God.
Encouraged.
Yeah.
And then the door system closes loudly and he's outside.
All right.
Well, let's look around this room.
You're in.
You're
a
in?
Room.
Oh, all right. It's like there's urine.
I'm just gonna like peek behind like plastic sheathing and whatever they're doing, and just looking for anything interesting.
All right, so behind the plastic sheathing, it's just there's the wall has like decorative stuff carved into it, and it's just protecting that.
Anything interesting? Any pictures?
Yeah, but nothing.
I didn't bring my PKE meter. You guys seeing anything?
Nothing like sacrificial.
Hey, boy, you smell anything in here? I'm not talking to you, Google. Go Google, away.
Shut up.
Hey, thank boy.
You, if the two of the guys with the magic goggles want to roll.
Yeah.
Yep. And even if they don't,
I got a ghost. A zero and a ghost die.
Nice.
What?
My brains is a one, so.
He doesn't know what he's doing is stupid.
Yeah. I'm looking.
16, no ghost.
Wait, with the goggles or with the PPE? Oh.
I have goggles.
I have goggles. I have regular goggles, but they got the fancy goggles, right?
Oh, yeah, because they're doing like a combined thing. Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, this 21. This is a PKE. Mine's just goggles.
The ghost die.
We got two ghost dies.
There two double ghost die.
It falls over.
All right, so you don't see anything with your goggles, but the PKE is freaking out when you point it towards the open holes in the ground where the floor has been removed so far. And because of your lovely rolls, double ghost die.
We decide to hop down.
You fall in.
Let's see.
Or something comes out.
I like the falling in one better. Yep. All right. So the floor. Thanks, guys. The floor pitches down. And why don't y'all do action?
Action, yeah.
I got parkour.
Me too.
At a minus one die. So it's minus one die.
Gotcha.
And see if you can keep yourselves from falling in.
12.
Ooh.
14. That sucks.
Another ghost die?
Mm-hmm. You got another one, yeah.
Zero ghost die for me.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so we'll say Mason pitches right
25.
Wow.
With a ghost die.
With a ghost die.
Jesus.
I can imagine
I'm really good at parkour.
Apparently. So Mason lands right on his ass and starts to slide down, but as he gets to the edge, he manages to plant his feet and like his whole body tips up and he's up on his feet and he's just tottering back and forth, almost like he's gonna fall in or not. And he's just tottering back and forth. Everybody else managed to keep your feet. You slid down a little ways, but you kept yourself from going in all the way.
Then can I
boink whip
and make sure that Mason doesn't fall down into a disastrous hole?
I would love to see you try that. Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad you picked up what I was setting up.
Yeah. Get all those out.
I think there's still one in the corner.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, that's no ghost die, so.
No ghost die, so there's that. Not going over. 16, no ghost die.
All right, so you do it successfully. You can describe it as you like.
Well, you probably slid past this, so I'm probably seeing your back. Yes. So slime tether right between the shoulders, and I tether it to the ground right to me, right in front of me.
Okay.
All right. Yep, so you feel that pull backwards.
I go with it.
Yep. And you managed, to gain your footing. You guys are now, well, you're probably like 10 feet below the level of the floor now. Mm. It pitched quite a bit.
Wow. All
right.
Yeah.
Mason has got to stop trying to die.
Yeah, I would like to not be doing this every episode.
There's still like a nice dark hole right in front of you.
Nice and dark.
Yep. Do you guys have any sort of lights on your packs other than the pack lights?
My sword.
Ooh.
Yes, but you're at the top.
That's fair.
Would the goggles illuminate?
Let's say goggles have night vision mode. Night vision.
That's right. They have
night vision.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a night vision mode.
Yep. So if you flick your night vision on, you can see the pit is pretty deep. That's probably another 50 feet.
Oh.
Yeah, deep. Deep, deep, deep. Good thing you didn't fall down that.
How long is the rope that we have?
Oh, yeah.
Long enough?
Sure. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. The plot ropes.
Yep, yeah. Plot rope.
Plot rope.
All right, I'm going to tie it around. So I'm going to let. I'm going to ask John to tie around something, because
he knows knots better than you.
Yes.
Military knots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking you tie this over to like that something, or maybe around yourself. I don't know. I should probably talk into the mic.
There are plenty of columns.
Excuse me. I'm talking to the mic. Yeah, if you could tie... Billy, if you could just tie this around yourself or something, I don't know. I'm just going to jump down the hole and see what's down there.
You want to jump down the 50-foot chasm of the hole?
Well, I'm going to climb down, yeah.
I'm surprised you waited. I thought you were just going to hand him the end and start running.
Hey, hold this.
Nah.
I mean, you know what, bud? Gung-ho. Go for it. Cool. Yeah. I'll tie it to a column back farther in the room.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm just going to lower myself down, see what I can see.
Tie it around yourself, Ed.
Well, I do that,
I sit at the rope with a knife.
Action roll?
Sure.
Because your brain sucks.
That's a
well, that's not well, good.
That's fucked.
That is a 6 with a ghost.
Oh, my God. All right.
It's funny because I had that brief like indecision moment right before I rolled. I'm like, should I spend brownie points on this? I'm like, nah, 4 dice is good.
All right. So after he finished tying off the rope, you're still about 10 feet shy? Well, no, we'll say 6 feet shy.
Okay.
I mean, you're pretty close, but it's really dark down there. The goggles are having trouble helping you. The guggles.
The gurgling
is not helping.
Goggles.
Goggles.
The guggle out of your throat.
I'm sober.
I know.
I think that's the problem.
Shocking.
This is surprising.
This is disgusting. The guggles are not doing much for you. You feel something clamped to your foot. Yeah.
Does it feel like a hand or a claw?
It feels like more like a hand. And it's pretty, it's on there pretty tight, and it starts to pull. Were you just holding the rope?
No, it was tied around me.
I recommended he tied it before he went
down. Yeah,
he did. Your waist?
Yeah, I think so.
It hurts.
Hello, I'm attached to a rope. Do you need to be escaped?
And it pulls harder.
Okay, that doesn't sound great.
Feel its secondhand kind of grab onto your onesie, and it starts to like pull itself up.
All right, in one real clean, quick motion, I want to unsheathe Sword Ed and slash into it.
Sword Ed.
I feel like this is exactly the sort of thing where the Lady Ed taught me to just, you know what, cut things, ask questions later.
I can't wait till he rolls this ghost down. Because you know what's happening, right?
I don't want to say it.
Cut the rope,
I
know.
Yeah. Wrong.
I'm going to spend 3 points.
Oh, I figured his leg.
I was losing a limb in my head.
No, it's just a rope.
Just a rope,
at least a toe.
A rope.
That's one. Not very high.
But is there a ghost?
No. 10, 17.
Oh. All right. You slice right into it. 17. You do not take a limb off.
That's all.
But it's enough that it lets go of you.
My sword canonically puts off light. What do I see?
You see a 6 foot tall creature, give or take, wrapped in bandages.
Mommy.
I immediately turn my head up to everyone else and go,
"Oh my god, guys, there's a motherfucking mummy down here. This is the best job ever."
That echoes like throughout the whole building, practically, or at least that big room you're in.
I'm just gonna keep waving the sword at, just keep it at bay. If it, not really trying to hit it, just trying to keep it back.
All right, it keeps trying to come at you.
Let's keep poking it.
Let's see.
Or is it actually like really trying to get me?
No, it's definitely trying to get you, but this is something else.
Oh, great. Is there anything else down here?
Something else grabs you from behind.
Oh, great.
It jumps up and wraps its arms right around your waist. Now there are 2 of you on the rope. And that knife John was playing with up at the top of the pit
No, just it, yeah. Kidding. It just snaps the rope. He didn't cut it. Promise.
Yeah. All right, can I do...
You land on the ground.
Can I twist so I land on top of whatever it is?
Sure.
Okay.
I feel like you would have anyway. Gravity.
I mean, there's two of them down there at least, so...
Yeah.
I don't mind if one of them's under you.
Did I roll for it?
Yeah.
That's a fucking ghost. That's a 7 with a ghost.
What the hell?
Okay, so that's a
like
fail.
All of them in a row. Like all the ghosts in a row. Yeah.
We always save them for the end.
Yep.
So you fail and you land with pinning your sword underneath you.
Oh shit.
And the two of them like pig pile on top of you.
And they're both mummies?
Yes.
Alright, I would like to let out a shrill whistle, which is a hey, Ed, it comes help, Ed.
He's walking back and forth at the top of the lip, whimpering, because that's a really far drop.
Oh, yeah, it is like 50 feet, isn't it? Oh, shit.
Yeah, you just lowered yourself to 50 feet. Well,
this is a construction area.
Yes.
Are there any ladders?
There might be.
I would say whether they're ladders or ropes or scaffolding or whatever it is, we need to get down there.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to roll for busting shit up before. Oh, well.
Can we parkour down there?
I doubt that.
Without breaking a leg.
Superhero landing. I don't know about the without breaking a leg part.
I want to do like that Mario Brothers, like bouncing mouth in the wall.
Yes, you can easily find some sort of ladder.
Okay.
That goes 50 feet.
Okay.
We'll just say ladder is easy. Yeah.
Really glad it.
And there's a really good chance there actually is one.
Hooking himself up to rope.
Yeah.
And then broke the rope.
When there was a ladder here.
Yeah.
In all fairness, it was like 400 pound of mummy. In addition to Ed, that broke the rope.
It is a big mummy.
A big mummy.
Right, so
well, the other one was helping.
Ah.
Because of the ghost dies.
Right, so we'll get the ladder, we'll get it down there, and we'll go down.
Giggity.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so at what point did you start this little ladder thing?
When he said there was a motherfucking mummy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. As soon as there was panic.
All right. So by the time one of them
excited when he said about the mummy,
I can keep fighting, right? Or
he'll wounded.
That's right. Why don't we do that? Why don't you try to get yourself out from under these things that are biting you and
all right,
doing general horrible mummy things?
Yeah, I'm gonna spend 3 points again. So this time I'm gonna remember that I can bust it up and add 3 anyway.
Your mummy is biting you.
That.
Mummy.
Are you my mummy? Right.
In the groin.
Oh, no.
Womp.
Still not terribly high, but ghost not die. Bad. That's.
Ghost die?
No.
No, ghost die.
No. I don't know what else I can do to him other than, like, kill him.
That
Would you guys stop trying to die?
30.
Woo!
Wow.
Well, it's on 10 dice, so. 30. So I would like to, like, elbow back. To get my sword up, and then swing my head back into the one biting me, to kind of like get it off, and then swing in an arc to cut both of them.
He's trying to decide if it's ridiculous.
Yep. That is what I'm trying to find out.
I think since it's against two of them, it shouldn't be that bad.
I bet that is what you think.
Somehow average it.
What page did you say that was on?
I don't know.
The exceptional ridiculous stuff is on page 9.
Ah.
The normal fighting damage stuff is up on page 11.
The 11 was the part I remembered.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, because I have no idea what even number I should be looking for to hit.
Well, point blank,
it's 5.
I need a 5 to hit these guys?
Point blank. That's why you need to read the book, buddy.
You just had to look it up.
No, not that part. I'm looking up the ridiculous. I don't know at what point it becomes ridiculous.
What point does it become ridiculous?
20. +20. So his 30 is 5.
Are you serious?
Snap.
You were ridiculously good at things.
Great. Whatever.
You could.
I really love the example that it gives, too.
Oh, yeah.
If you were trying to hit on someone in a bar, you wind up with a stalker.
Oh, that's fine.
If you're trying to understand
that
an arcane grimoire...
Really good arc.
A piece of it starts inhabiting your brain.
I still think, like, point blank, a 5, I'm hitting 2 of them, that's a 10 plus 20. Like, it's, like, in between.
it's still 20.
Plus, you know, like, in the past, a 5 hasn't always hit. So let's just throw that out
that's
there.
That's true. Huh. This is the first time on the spectacular.
Yeah. Like, if I thought a 5 would hit, 7
dice is definitely
one. Like,
maybe it could be ridiculous, but not necessarily horrible.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Hit a target at point blank range.
Oh,
easy.
Oh.
5+.
Wait, I know what happens. So Ed goes to attack them. He's wildly successful, and then we knock him over with the ladder as we set it down.
No. We knock the sword out of his hand.
Oh, shit, yeah.
No.
With the ladder.
That's something... not good.
Well, yeah, no, something's not good going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Well, after you slash them or something. Let's... I'm just spitballing.
Hmm. Well, I still cut him to
and
ribbons.
Face it, whatever Matt's thinking is much worse than what we're getting. Yeah, so.
Possibly.
I know.
Or nicer.
Either way, it doesn't break the fact that I still cut them up real bad. Well, I'm channeled into it. So.
Let's see. I will say that you slice into them, no problem.
Yeah.
But because they are on top of you, part of their ichor falls onto your face, into your eyes, and into your mouth.
I have goggles on.
Then just your mouth.
Great.
Now even more of it in your mouth.
Ew.
Great. I start sputtering as I get up.
And your arms start getting like really itchy.
Great.
And if you look down with your goggles, there's bandages on your arm.
Great. All right.
He's got mummy pox.
The worst.
Ed's going to do an Ed thing. He's going to continue to channel into his sword and just cut it, his arm slightly with the electrified lightning sword.
Wow.
Because you wanted to be my lawn and cut itself?
No, because Ed thinks the sword gets rid of supernatural shit and he thinks supernatural shit's happening to his arm.
Well, it is. He's not wrong. All right, I'm not going to make you roll for cutting yourself.
Here's a tip. Don't use points. Don't roll extra die. Because if you overly ridiculously succeed on this, you're going
to
chop your
arms
off.
Well, when I'm thinking that I need a 15 to hit, rolling a 30 didn't seem that bad. So, all right.
Okay. So
if they were close before, you're really close now.
You guys get to the bottom of the ladder, and you just see Ed surrounded by two mummies cutting himself.
Ed, stop it.
I'm poisoned.
Ed, no.
I'm poisoned.
Oh, no, that's not the solution, hon.
I'm poisoned, though.
I know.
Like, it does look like there's bandages on him, but it just looks like he's got some bandages on him.
Can we just take him off?
All right, back up to the others with a bloody arm, I guess, and some bite marks.
I like the eye roll.
And you got, like, black goo.
Gross.
Yeah, I'm, like, wiping it off, spitting it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty gross.
Yep.
It does not taste pleasant in any stretch of the imagination.
All right, let's light these fuckers. I'm going to shoot one.
All right.
Yeah, I ready my...
Anybody else?
Proton pack.
Anybody shooting, just go for it. Roll it.
What are we rolling?
Action.
Wow. We are just doing so many of these in a row.
Oh, fuck.
14.
Oh, God.
With a ghost die.
Let's see what Frankie does.
How am I doing that? 8. No ghost die.
Are they still at point blank?
Probably. I would assume so.
It's
like
within.
It's 10 feet.
10 feet under 10 feet. Yep. So Frankie hits. The one that you hit, just like it lights on fire very easily. It's now very bright down there. Mason. I remember running out of horrible things for you guys. I know. Mason, you do hit yours, but it blasts right through the mummy, and when it hits the wall on the opposite side, that wall starts to cave in.
Ooh.
Fortunately for you, it's on the opposite side. But that one that you hit is now half buried, so it's kind of laying on the ground. There's dirt coming up to its waist or so, and it's trying to like claw its way out. It's like grabbing at you. And the one Frankie's is like on fire.
Is there anything else in this pit? Is it just a pit? Or is there like a tunnel? Or
it's very bright now. Just looks like a pit.
With two mummies.
Yep.
Any sarcophagi?
No.
Okay.
Anything interesting on the floor?
Dirt.
Okay.
Any symbols?
Cool, huh? No.
No.
But
no,
nice
no,
try.
No U-shaped symbols.
Not down there. No brown U-shaped symbols down in the pit.
All right. Ed's just going to start trying to pull off the bandages on his arm.
It hurts, but they come off.
Cool. Once they're off, he's maybe going to help if there's still shit to do.
Well, there's still an on-fire mummy.
There's still an on-fire mummy.
I'm zapping it.
It starts charging.
Oh.
Yeah.
It starts charging.
Charging me? Yeah.
Like running at you guys, in general. Not necessarily you, just in general. It's all on fire, can't see back.
You
want to do it? You want me to do it?
What, toss the trap?
It's going to cut it to pieces.
I mean, if you want to, why don't you try and do that to the one that's in the half in the ground?
Sure. Just spend all the brownie points.
I want to do a finishing move on the one on the ground.
Wow. John, did you want to do anything?
I'll either... Would dropping a trap on the inflamed mummy be useful in any way? Like,
might be. Give it a try.
I didn't see it like trapping a ghost. But.
That is what we are in the business of doing.
Well, mummies aren't.
Business.
I guess,
21 to
definitely
cut off its motherfucking head.
What'd you do?
You only had to hit a 5.
I know, but I roll 7 dice.
At least you didn't do it
busting shit up.
Over 20. You might want to forego rolling the extra dice.
Sometimes.
I thought over 20 extra is bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You didn't do it this time, but you could easily with 7 dice. But yes, describe how you cut it to ribbons or whatever.
How much of it is exposed?
The upper half.
Instead of waist up.
Right? All right. Yeah. I'm just going to...
The upper half.
You know what? I'm just going to like swing it around up and around and then back down to cut off its head cleanly while my foot is like there to pin it down to the ground.
Cool.
Just not even like exerting myself, just whoosh, yep. And the head's attached.
Nice. And the head rolls away.
Oh, no, my foot's on. I want to take that as a trophy.
Oh, plus body rolls away?
I don't know.
No?
Body's trapped.
The body sinks back into the ground.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It goes still and it turns into dust.
I toss the head to Mason. For science.
For science.
John? I step out of the way before it hits me.
Nice. That's probably a good idea. John?
My action roll for the dropping the trap was 16. No ghost die.
All right. You want to hit the button?
Sure. Let's hit the button.
All right. You see a small blue light sucked from the mummy down into the trap as the trap closes. And the flaming bandages and everything just kind of... They land right beside the trap. You might want to grab it before it damages. Yeah, fire damages. Yeah.
Reel it back in.
Real.
Thanks, John. That was scary. He was running right at me.
Fire bad.
Fire mummy worse.
Mummies are cool until they make you hallucinate things.
Flaming mummies. My mummy is flaming.
Well, while we're down here, Mason's going to do a PK, just another sweep with his goggles for the PKE stuff.
Okay.
To see if anything.
Roll that ghost die. I mean, probably the other ones too, but.
I'm going to yell up to Ed. I'm okay, boy.
Bark.
All right.
Bark. Actually, I take it back. You don't hear a bark.
Boy?
Nothing.
Oh, fuck. I start climbing up the ladder ASAP.
Good.
21. No ghost.
Damn. So the whole area seems to now have like a little greenish, not a greenish, a reddish brownish glow to it. But there's... nothing spiking the PKE meter at the moment. And you see Ed run past you and up the ladder.
Yeah, I would assume we'd go back up as well. Because, everything looks good now.
This has been the Ectocast. Ed the Fourth was played by Kevin. John was played by Brad. Mason was played by Ben. Frankie was played by me, Dawn. and the Ghostmaster was Matt. The Ectocast can be found on Twitter at Ectocast and on the web at sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs, and the outro music is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. This podcast is based on Ghostbusters, no rights infringement intended. Ghostbusters and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated. Ectocast, the website, promotion thereof, and material created are not endorsed, sponsored by, or affiliated with Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated or Ghostbusters. Thank you for listening.